I have two words for you. Elevator pitch. If you've ever networked before, those words might leave you quivering in your UGG boots. Or you might smile from ear to ear knowing you've totally got this. But regardless of how you feel about it, being able to summarize what you do, why you do it, and who you do it for is essential information that every health and wellness business owner needs to communicate with ease. But so many of us struggle with it. And that means potentially losing a key opportunity to get our key message and impact across. Because when you nail it, people pay attention. And that could lead to a new client or a new trustworthy referral partner for continuous ongoing work. Today, I'm chatting with Janine Vosper, who has some fantastic advice to share on the topic, including what to do and what not to do. And without further ado, let's jump in. Welcome to the Marketing and Me podcast. If you're eager to grow your health and wellness business via effective marketing methods while maintaining your own health and wellness, this podcast is for you. I'm your host, Leanne Shelton, a health and wellness copywriter and content marketing trainer who is here to help perfect your message, then find the right channels to send it out into the scary online world with the ultimate goal of making it heard and seen by your ideal client. Because I know you have a message that needs to be heard, and I know you want to make a big impact on the world. By becoming more visible in the online space, you can attract and retain your ideal customers. So feel free to book in a free 15-minute chat with me after listening to today's episode. The details are in the show notes. And today, I'm joined by my guest, Janine Vosper. Welcome, Janine.
Thanks, Leanne. I've been so looking forward to this. It's been a little while in the making, hasn't it?
I know. Very true. Because I was on Janine's podcast as well a little while ago, and I had someone else try to book in a podcast interview with me today, and like, oh, the earliest I can get to is like 3 months away. And I'm like, yes, I am super organized. So yes, if you do want to get in quickly, get in. And look, if circumstances change, we can always reschedule like we did today, but we'll make it work.
We did.
So for those who don't know Janine, I'll just read out her bio. So for over 20 years, Janine's worked as the general manager of sales for a successful multi-million dollar business. She established her coaching business, Speech Perfect, in 2007 to provide the tools to empower people to possess the confident voice of self-belief. Having presented workshops in many countries around the world, Janine has also represented her country at international speaking contests. Very cool. So as keynote speaker, host of the We Are Women podcast and author of two books, Janine's coaching includes online training programs, private and corporate coaching, and group seminars. Oh, very cool to have you on the show.
Thanks, Leanne.
Tell me, the two books that you've written, what are they about?
The first one I wrote in 2015, and it's called Good Girls Do Sell, and it's the modern businesswoman's guide to authentic selling. And the second one was finished in 2018-19, and it is called Being Unstoppable. And the subtitle is Remembering When Life is Challenging, You've Got This.
Ooh, I love the sound of both of those, actually. I'll have to have a read. Very cool. And how long have you been doing the podcast for?
The podcast has been going for about 4 years. And yeah, I started it, you know, when podcasts were first launching and first starting out, and it was another marketing tool. And now there's lots of people with lots of different podcasts. And what I found is I just love listening to other people's ideas and getting advice, and really pleased with the results for that.
Fantastic. Yeah. So tune in to We Are Women podcast if you can, and you can find my episode as well somewhere. We're going to put links in the show notes. So could you please share a little bit more about your business journey? What brought you to where you are today?
I have been working a very long time, Leanne. I just at everything that I've ever done has revolved around people. And when my children were young, I taught aerobics for 10 years. And that was probably some of the biggest sales pitches I ever had to do, was to, you know, get people to put their shoes on and get to the gym and participate in the classes. I absolutely loved doing it, and it fitted really well around my family. And then I started working as a rep. And what you're doing in that role, when you're knocking on doors, I took over a territory that was very poorly looked after. And what I found is that you've got to go and sell yourself. It's all about that the message you're delivering is not an icky sales thing. It's about you. And then moved into the GM role, and but also having my business Speech Perfect on the side, and then went into that full-time in 2018. But this year is probably the first full-time year, because 2020 wasn't full-time for anyone in doing anything.
Very true.
And 2019, I fortunately did in 2019, spent a lot of time traveling in Europe. So that was, yeah.
At least you got that done in 2019.
So. Absolutely. Yeah. So it's been, you know, working with coaching sales teams in my GM role, and then they're all commission-based. So for all of your listeners that are working for themselves, you are on commission. You know, that's the way it works. And it helps with the money mindset when you realize that you're on commission and, you know, what you earn is that commission of that payment. But it's that motivation, that constantly motivation. How do you get your message across?
Yes. Be you. Very good. And that's why we will decide to talk on that, about this topic today, perfecting your pitch. So both Jen and I are in the networking world, and you're always being asked, what do you do? And I know, look, I've heard some tips from different people. And even though I've probably, I don't know how many times I've heard what I should be doing, I still kind of stumble over my words and my message. So I'm all open ears. What you have to say today. Let's start the very basics. What is an elevator pitch, and why is it important to get right?
An elevator pitch is usually about 30 seconds. So you really have to get your message across quickly. And the reason it was called an elevator pitch is very much to do with Hollywood. And it's getting your message about somebody pitching a movie before the director or the producers have traveled the length of the building in the elevator, whether you're going up or down. And I think the shortest one that was ever delivered, apparently, and this person said, Danny DeVito, Arnold Schwarzenegger, twins. That was the pitch.
I love it. I love that movie. Yeah. And Junior. I love both of those movies.
Yes. Yeah. So it is getting that message across really quickly. But in that message, what tangles people up a lot is they try and fit as much information as possible in that pitch. And they talk about what they do, not necessarily the results they get for people. And that's where that's where people let themselves down. And look, I have worked with people, and it's exactly what you said, that they know what they should do and then they revert back to, and it's so funny because I do go to a lot of different networking groups, and I have people in the room that I've coached, and they'll be looking at me, you know, just going,
I'm being judged.
Oh, I know. How did I go? But they know not to talk about the features of the business. It's not about that. It's about what you can do for me. And that way people will go. And so the other thing that happens when people are doing in a networking event and everyone's delivering a pitch is nobody's listening to anyone else's pitch. Everybody else is in their own head thinking, so what am I going to say? How am I going to say it? And all of a sudden everyone's done their pitch. So you've got to have something that's going to make people really go, oh, what did they say? That was interesting, and switch out.
So should you maybe like rather than rehearsing something, because then otherwise while everyone else is doing theirs, like for example with BX, we do go around to a 40-second intro round. So, you know, you're also writing pay it forward slips as well. So you've got multiple things going on. So do you recommend rather than rehearsing something, you actually have like four key words or something, you know, you need to get in there to grab attention, or like buzz sentences or something, just, you know, as long as I've got those, I've kind of got the main message across.
Yes, and four's too many in 40 seconds or 30 seconds. It just needs to be really one topic or one theme offer that particular pitch. I mean, I hear pitches all the time when, and I have people that'll go, I do this, but I have two side hustles, which are this and this. And I've gone, well, I'm confused now. I don't know what you can do for me. And that's what I, that's where someone will at least pay a bit of attention if they think that, oh, you can do that. Well, okay, that's going to make a big difference to me personally or someone that they know. And that's the beauty of a pitch. It has to be simple enough that even if it's not for the person in the room, it's for someone that they know and that they can relay that same information to them. You know, if someone's got this massive title to their name, then nobody's going to remember. Nobody cares. Everyone just cares about what's in it for them.
I'm going to say that because quite often people are like, so what do you do? Well, I'm a insert your title here. And sometimes that means something to other people, like I'm a doctor. Okay. But then there's follow-up questions, what type of doctor, whatever. But sometimes you say, I'm a copywriter. And people are like, what does that mean? What do you write? What, like, it doesn't really say anything. So you've got to kind of then go into like flip it on, like now I've started saying things like, if you're scared of that white screen of death, I'm the one that helps put words the words there, you know. So kind of paint a different picture. But I'd love to hear what yours is, just as an example of what to do. And then maybe we could break it down of the aspects in yours and how you got to it.
Okay. Now, I knew you were going to ask that, but I haven't even thought about it.
That's all right.
And that's fine. And that's really, if you know your stuff, it shouldn't be that you have to have never read your pitch. If we take nothing else away for today, never read your pitch, because if you can't talk about your business authentically without having the words there, then in front of you, and it looks like you're reading because you're doing this on the screen or in the room, or you've got a piece of paper in the room and it's your script, it just loses it. I mean, it just means you haven't got that enthusiasm about your business. Now, I know with our BX, we're told to say our name at the beginning and our business name, and then again at the end. That's great when because of the format, we're writing a pay it forward slip. So someone's got to hear that in the first instance, definitely at the end. That's where people are going to pay attention to it. So if you're in another situation where you're pitching, then it really needs to be something that will grab somebody's attention, or so something I might go along the lines of, because I have a couple of different types of formats in my business. One where is I coach in professional speaking, and one where I work with people to help them improve sales. So, but both of them involved in pitching. You need to get clear on what you're saying, how you're saying it, and it needs to have that sales component to it. If you are just constantly putting lots and lots of stuff out there on social media and you're not getting any traction with your sales, well, obviously there's something missing in the way that you're doing things. So what I do is I work with businesses to help them find where that little shortfall is or something that they're doing, so that when they do their pitch or when they've got their message they want to put out anywhere on social media, they know that somebody is going to stop and pay attention to it, and they'll hit that right market on the head. So my name's Janine Vosper and my business is Speech Perfect. If you're not making enough sales in your business, then we really need to chat.
Oh, okay. I like that last line. Yeah.
Yeah. So again, it's what the problem is. So figuring out, and when I have a mastermind group that I run in Brisbane, and it's a monthly group. And what we've been working on is that finding the main problems, so that when you go to pitch it, it's you're pitching that one problem. One of the ladies that I work with, she's one of the only people in Australia that makes bras for people, that their own personal bras. And so she had just the one line that she was using for a little bit was, are you at those events and every time you're just sort of constantly pushing up the bra strap because it's falling off your shoulders? And it is, you know, the people who've got the bra straps falling off the shoulders will be able to go nodding. But because, you know, they don't fall off my shoulders, so I'm not her market for that problem. But a lot of people think if I don't cover everything, I'm going to miss everything. But what she did on that particular case, and it's the same as a pitch on social media, is she had over 3,000 people hit on that comment because she had 3,000 people that figured out that the bra straps were a problem falling off. So that's the real thing, is figure out one problem and pitch that problem. So my one I pitched was just not making enough sales, not getting traction in your sales. So if I pitched it differently for my speaking business, I would have something. And then again, am I pitching it to someone who's terrified of speaking, or am I pitching it to someone who's quite good at pitching but wants to take it up to the next level and become a professional speaker? Two different pitches.
Yeah, so how do you know which pitch to use based on where you are, what your focus is that day?
Yes, all of the above. Yeah, okay. Absolutely. So I would, you know, if I was doing it for a nervous speaker, then it would be, are you one of those people that just avoids putting your hand up for everything? Because you know that as soon as somebody notices you, you're going to have to stand up and speak in front of people. And that just absolutely terrifies you. So you can see how I've hit the problem, and then, and I'll build my pitch behind it. Yeah. And I can solve that problem is what I'm saying after that.
I was going to say, so when you are like one-on-one or in a small group, it is kind of beneficial to ask everyone else about themselves first, because then you can then cater your pitch accordingly rather than going, oh, I'll go first, and then you don't know exactly what to say. That's probably a good little trick, isn't it?
Always go last. If I'm in a room where I can position myself as the last person, and another reason is because everyone else has already pitched, then they've gone, oh, thank goodness, that's over, and they start paying attention.
Attention, yes, very true.
Yeah, so putting yourself there. I presented at a business group one day. We were talking about pitching, and so after I'd finished presenting, there was about 30 women in attendance, and they all pitched. So then my party trick was to pitch for them.
Ah, yes.
So as each one pitched, I pitched every one of their businesses. Yeah.
Oh, you did it properly.
Well, I did it in a way that it talked about the problem and how they fix the problem.
Yeah. So sometimes I think just getting to the initial problem is the hardest part, and you need to kind of think about the past clients who you've made the biggest impact on and go, all right, well, what was their problem? And that's what you start with. And then, of course, as you get in, if you are doing in the conversation kind of environment, then you can kind of, you know, talk to the other person more and find out there's other problems that they're experiencing, not just that one, and how you can help. Like for me, for example, what you were saying earlier of how some people just come in and it's a little bit confused. It is probably a bit more about you and not them. Because I was trying to go, all right, I'm doing marketing strategy and training and copywriting, and quite often, like, no ears be pricked up because it's like, oh, okay, I'm just overwhelmed, not 100% sure what's going on here. Mm-hmm. So I've just recently thought, you know, when I mentioned the copywriting stuff and really focus on that and then say, oh, but I also help with the training if you need it, I always have, oh, I need help with writing this, or, oh, can you help me write my LinkedIn profile? Can you help me? Oh, actually. So I was like, okay, let's go back. The main problem people are having is getting the stuff written for their business. So why am I overcomplicating things? Let's go back to that's the key message. And that whether it's, you know, I have with copywriting, whether you want to outsource it all to me or I can teach you on how to do it. And that's also made some people take interest going, oh, I love that I'd love to learn how to do X, Y, Z because I don't have the budget to outsource. It's good that I can go to you for that too. So yeah, really simplifying the message, I guess, is 30 seconds, you really don't have much.
That's right.
That's so important.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love that you know, what your call to action then has to be very clear and not doing, overcomplicating that as well. So that figuring out before you speak what you want that call to action to be. So I run webinars. So at the end of that call to action, if I've got a webinar coming up, a sales webinar, so I will say, you know, if you're not getting traction in your sales, I would really love you to jump on and register for this free webinar that's coming up, because I'm going to explain these five steps to sell without selling anything. And even if you can't make it on the night, still register because you'll get the replay. You know, so that's figuring out, being really clear about what you want people to do is so important. And a lot of people miss that call to action. And it can be.
Yeah, I was going to say, I not many people in my groups kind of do it at all. I mean, we Obviously with BX, because just explaining what the pay it forwards mean, it's all about the referrals. So we're all saying who you want to be connected with, because we're not selling to those in the room. We're all about who other people in the room know. So that's why we're writing down. So that's, I guess, the call to action is, I want to be connected with this person. The call to action is to write it down. But if you are just generally casually having drinks or something like at a, like I'm also involved with the business chamber, that's a lot more casual. So then it would be, yeah, so if you're interested in this, pass me your card and, yeah, I'll be in touch to line up a Zoom chat or whatever. But just so they know the next step, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what I will do. I'll ask for somebody's card and then I'll say if it's okay with you. I always like to ask permission to be able to do something. So if it's okay with you, I know we were talking about the free discovery call or strategy call or whatever we were talking about. Is it okay with you if I send some information on that? Yeah, and then go ahead and do that. But yes, get the card. And the social situation is very different when you're sitting around going, so what do you do and what do you do and what do you do? And as you said, some people, when you go a doctor or an accountant, it sort of explains it, but it still doesn't tell us. It helps clarify. It's really important if you can put something simple in there that everyone else will go, oh yeah, I sort of know what that is. You know, that they can relate to that, and it simplifies us. Whereas if they have a 6-word title of something that you go, I don't know what you do, it confuses it.
Yeah, or some people go, I'm a qualified blah, 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 especially when you're talking about the health and wellness industry and you have a lot of, I've met some people who've got amazing qualifications. Be like, but what does that mean? What does that mean? What does that mean? I've got more questions left. Look, it can ignite a really good conversation, but the qualifications and the titles don't actually say what's in it for them, as you were saying, So I think that's really important another strategy I've learned is asking a question. So like you did in that. So have you ever experienced that severe back pain? Have you ever had that bra strap, coming down? And then they're like, oh, yeah, actually. And then they're taking interest because they can nod along. And that's why I love using hypothetical questions in my copy. And I encourage it for blogs and for websites, because if people can go, oh, yes, you get me, then they're more likely to listen.
Yes, absolutely, especially in that market like the back pain. Are you one of the, 1 in 4 people that has back pain but doesn't do anything about it or something to that?
Add a statistic in. That's some people love that. love the stats. So some of the, we've kind of touched upon it, but the biggest mistakes, so they don't, so when people are doing the pitches, they're not doing, say, the call to action, maybe mumbling their name if it isn't a group thing, too much about themselves. What else is there? Cramming too much in. They're all kind of the key things to avoid, yeah?
They are. The mumbling, that drives me crazy. or they're speaking so quickly that you go, I don't, what? Who was that? Or the big one that I see a lot, they're standing up to deliver and then they're sort of finishing as they're speaking down, sitting down again. And they haven't even finished saying what they're saying, but they're already put their bottom on their seat because they just want to get out of there and stop doing what they're doing. So you've missed everything. And what it's doing is one, people can't hear what it is, but two, it reduces that level of credibility. And, if you think you're good at something, then please own it. You're allowed to. So keep speaking, keep standing until you stop speaking. Again, it's just a simple rule. Do not sit down until you stop speaking and then sit down.
Yes. The credibility thing as well, because if you are reading a rehearsed thing, it's like, oh, you don't quite know what you do. Like, isn't it something you say all the time? If someone, calls you and you answer the phone, they're like, so someone told me to get in touch with you, but can you just explain? I just want to know if you're the right fit. What do you do again? Or like, what service do you provide? And then you're not going to go, oh, hang on a second, I have an elevator pitch written down somewhere. let me just read it to you. Just email it to you instead. That's just so much easier.
Yeah.
It's all very interesting because If you, yeah, when you do get it right, and look, you can experiment with it, right? You can go, all right, I'm going to focus on this particular pain point today and see what kind of interest I get. And if people are a bit confused, you can ask them for feedback and then perfect it or go, oh, no, you can't relate to that issue. What if I said this issue? Okay, next time I'll practice with that one.
Yeah, correct. One of the ladies that I have a business partner when we run retreats, and she does Chinese medicine, acupuncture, massage. She's an exercise physiologist and does a bit of naturopathic. So she's got a lot of skills, a lot of training over the years and a lot of skills. And when we do the retreat, she does the Chinese medicine part and I do the mindset and confidence building. So it works well. But, and I'm on to her all the time about her pitch, because just stick to one. If you're an acupuncturist today, then you're an acupuncturist. You know, but she just wants to keep helping people. And you find that in the health industry that people that go into it are just so enthusiastic about helping solve other people's health problems. And when you've got a lot of modalities that you do, you just want to be able to enthusiastically do it. But it tends to put a bit of a barrier up if you're trying to fix something without nailing the problem down first. There's a yes. model of pitch that I've used when it's a little bit longer pitch, and the model works quite well though, even with the 1 minute, and it's three simple things plus the end is a call to action. So it's why this, the why this is what the problem is, the why you, what makes you the expert in that, and why now? So why is that important to figure out now? And then a call to action. It's such a simple, simple formula, and it covers everything that we've been talking about. If you can't focus on anything else, just those three simple points. You know, so why this is the problem, let's go the back pain. We talked about the problem, you know, the one in four people that experience back pain and just don't know. And every single day when you're out there actively doing things, you know, you've got those twinges going on and it stops you from doing what you want to do. So that's the why this. The why you. You know, so for the last 20 years, into the pitch. For the last 20 years, I've been working in the acupuncture world, helping people with back pain to solve it, and found that, you know, there's some certain things that we do that really make a big difference to everyday life and being pain free. And particularly now, where so many people are sitting in front of screens all the time and they're on, you know, they're not moving around as much as they were, and as we did through COVID, we're on screens all the time, that this has become a real major problem and a lot more people are suffering. So what I want you to do now is to, you know, book a strategy call, whatever it is, so you can see what that the whole format of that follows.
That takes me back, because I did some training through the Speakers Institute, and mm-hmm. we basically talked about that formula, and when I went along to some of their called tribe like gatherings, and they'd go, all right, just tell them random why this, why you are now, just get up and say it, just start talking about it. Mm-hmm. And it was a good little challenge. You were like, all right, this is keeping me like focused, and I had completely forgotten about it until you just said it then. So I'll have to go back and reflect upon that when the time. Everyone's going to test me now. I think I've covered most things when it comes to the pitch. I think it's just a matter of not getting freaked out, because some people don't go to networking events because it's all about, oh, I'm scared about talking about myself. But, you know, people are genuinely interested. They're going to networking events to meet new people. If you are particularly nervous, and it's also beneficial for yourself, but ask about the other person first and mm-hmm. then just ask them more questions and show interest in them. Basically, it's be interested to be interesting is something I've been talking about lately. So people then going to walk away going, oh, she seemed to really care about, you know. And then, of course, they'll come back at some point saying, oh, and tell me more about what you do. And usually by that point, you're a bit more relaxed, and then you just go, all right, well, I know about this person. I can kind of cater, you know, if they're in the same, like if they're in health and wellness, you might not have to say certain things because they'll get what you do. If you're in a completely different, you know, very general networking event and you don't know if they get what you do, you have to really fine tune your message a little bit more and simplify it, I guess, and go how you can help them out.
Yeah. So. Yes. Yeah. There's, it is. It's just keeping it, just keep it as simple as you possibly can. I think that that's the focus on the one point, you know, is a really big deal to be able to do that.
And, awesome. Mm, yeah. I agree.
Yeah. And just not overcomplicate it and go with the flow. Just trust that what you've got to say is worthwhile. And the more you do it, the more practice you do it. I mean, you know, it's, as I said, it's easy for me to pitch anyone else's business at all. But I've been doing this a little while, and I find it fun. I know that's really bizarre. One of the ladies at that particular group, I have to tell you, she had a metal fabricating business. It was her business, and she made metal sculptures for the garden. Oh, cool. And it was really cool. And she was missing out on so much opportunity without the right pitch. And it was pitching about women having an idea in their head and going to another woman to be able to express that idea in metal. You know, so that was where she needed to pitch that business, because that's for us women. And people think, well, she'd be losing all her male market. Well, no, she won't. It's just not at all. You can change it, tweak it a little bit, but it's most of the time, I'm generalizing here, it'll be the woman at home going, oh my gosh, we need to put this here and design this. Again, it was keeping it really simple, but finding the problem is, oh, I've got a great idea, but I can't find anyone that can understand what I want created. Or
Yeah. And I think as well, is if you do just say your title, whatever, you run the risk of people just putting you in a box of, okay, you're a doctor, put you in the box of doctors. You're a chiropractor, put you in a box, whether you've had positive or negative experiences, you know, you're in that box. But I guess if you can bring in your, you know, unique selling point a little bit, I mean, that's all about the why me, I guess. Mm-hmm. And I'm just thinking back to with the business chamber, we had a little session with a couple of people. They've been members for a few months. We were reflecting on what's worked and what's hasn't worked with the elevator pitch. And one, like real estate, yep. But he only takes on one or two clients a month, you know, and that's quite unique, and really wants to make sure it's a real, that real positive experience. Like, that's something you should bring into your pitch, you know. And the other one was from in a bank, you know, and so straight away you're like, oh, you're part of that bank. But no, her strategy with the networking was creating a bigger sense of community and getting involved. And it's like, oh, that's of interest. Mm. So don't just disregard going, oh, I'm just this, everyone knows what a real estate agent is. Like,
somebody says I'm just something in a pitch, I just want to slap them. Nobody's just anything.
Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Every one of us are unique at what we do. It's,
yes,
it's not a just.
I don't know if anyone's. I've just recorded a podcast episode on that. Okay. Not using the word just.
Just, yeah.
So yeah, now there's been a really good chat. I think we've got just broken all down the process. So if you are overwhelmed, go back. Just try the why this, why you, why now, and don't keep it about the other person. Keep it simple, one point, and I think you'll be fine. And feel free to send them through as well, and we can have a read over if you're interested here. We'll see. So, Janine, I ask all my guests this, and it is, how do you take care of your health and wellness?
Well, coming from, you know, 10 years as an aerobic instructor, I have that mindset of exercising regularly. And we're sitting here in an interview and I've got this lovely top on. I've got my tights on underneath because I'm about to go for a walk as soon as we get off the podcast. So for me, it's moving the body. I used to run and do all the other activities when I was teaching 16 classes a week and running and training, and the body now at 62 does not do that anymore. But walking and stretching works really well for me. I love doing it in nature. I love that, you know, getting out amongst the trees and beautiful wetlands where we are, and really enjoy walking around those. And I have got the amount of naturopathic things that assist the health, you know, magnesium and Stem Enhance and all of these different products that all assist the health, and attribute that I don't take any medications. So it's just all those things that are preventative, and I've always done that. And I like spending time with family and friends. I think mindset is just finding the positive in things and just focused on it. Things that aren't my problem are not my problem, you know, and just letting go of those things and just trying, if I want to fix, I'm a fixer. If I have to fix something, I'll fix something that's relevant to me. And that gives you a lot less stress and a lot less pressure to do that. So yeah, moving mindset and preventative, I think the main ways.
Fantastic. And I'm very similar in regards to, yeah, I want to try and fix things. So I kind of go, all right, can I control that? No, I can't. So, this is part of the reason why I don't watch the news. I just feel so helpless, you know, I can't do things. So I prefer to, be a really good mum. I can help my kids. That's something I can do. Mm-hmm. I could do my little bit for things. But, yeah, you can't take on everyone else's problems. You can kind of give it feedback and things and advice and then leave it to them.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. That. If there's someone driving along that hasn't got a seatbelt on, or the kids are jumping around in the car, it's disappointing, but it's not your problem.
Yeah. Yeah. So don't take it on. Yeah. And how can people connect with you?
The simplest way is I've got all of the social media things happening, and my website is JaneneVosper.com. That is spelt JaneVosper, which I'm sure will be in the course notes anyway. And the social media is either under Janine Vosper or Speech Perfect. So we've got LinkedIn, we've Twitter, Instagram, two lots of Facebook. Facebook group called We Are Women, We Are Women podcast. Oh, I'm around everywhere. And YouTube channel. I'd love you to go to Janine Vosper YouTube channel. There's hundreds of videos on there, from 60-second business bites to, you know, an hour-long training sessions as well.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, I'll put all those in the show notes, everyone, so go check that out. But thank you so much for coming on today, Janine. I'm glad we made it happen.
Woo. We did. It was so much fun. I love being able to share. Thank you for that, Leanne.
Thank you. Thank you. And thank you to you, dear listener, for tuning in. You can find show notes for the episode at marketingandme.com.au. If you enjoyed listening, please subscribe and leave me a rating and review via your podcast app or at ratethispodcast.com/marketingandme. If you're interested in connecting with me, feel free to reach out via LinkedIn. Just search for Leanne Shelton and let me know you're a fan of the show, or book in a free 15-minute chat. Because I'd absolutely love to chat about how I can help you grow a thriving health and wellness business. Until next time, I wish you good health and good wealth.